Hello, everybody. Welcome to our brand new religious calendar year. On sundown on April 8th, Monday, April 8th, we entered into the brand new month of Nisan, which is the first month on the religious calendar. There are four Hebrew New Years. Two of them are predominant. One of those is the spring rains, which start here in the month of Nisan. The second Hebrew New Year starts 6 months from now in the seventh month, which is the month of Tishri, and that is when the fall feasts are. So we're entering in now to the spring feasts. And so this is a time where there's been much talk, much excitement about what is God doing? Is Messiah returning? Is Armageddon here? What's happening with the eclipse? What is God saying in the stars in the sky? Because the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. So this is a most important time. And so I want to shed some light on that because it is very, very important. Here in the year 2024, as I've spoken before, 24 is the number 12 times 2. 12 is a governmental number. So this means this is a year that there is double government. And we know that from a natural perspective, not only from the Gregorian calendar, but also naturally this year, 64 nations will come and vote for new leadership in their nation. So this is a year of double government. So earthly government and kingdom government, because the kingdom is arising. You've heard me speak about this. The demonic forces are like clanging cymbals. They're banging around. They're declaring that the sons and the daughters of the king have arisen and are arising, and we are taking our proper position in the earth. And so this is taking place everywhere. We're entering in to a battle zone where the children of the king are saying, this is our land, we are going to tread on it. Everywhere our foot treads, we will take this land and we are going to take it back. So this is a very, very, very important time. So how is this relative to what's taking place here on the brand new month of Nisan? Well, we're getting ready to enter into Pesach, which is Passover. It is a time where we remember the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It is not on March 31st, which was Easter Sunday. That was a great celebration, but it was literally a celebration of Easter because it happened on the Gregorian calendar. But according to God's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, this is the month where, starting on the first day, God speaks to Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, and he says, Moses, let this be the first month of your year, okay? And so what that means is God was speaking to Moses as he was calling the children of Israel to leave Egypt and to step into their promise. They had been in bondage for more than 400 years. They'd been crying out for Messiah. They'd been crying out for a deliverer, and God chose to send Moses. Now, there were 10 plagues. 9 of them had taken place already, but the 10th plague hadn't yet taken place when Moses received this revelation straight from the Lord that this was going to be the first month of the year, of the religious calendar year. And so God was speaking to Moses because he was telling him, let this be the first month, because I'm delivering you from your past and I'm positioning you for your future. God was saying, I now am delivering my people. I'm positioning them from bondage to freedom. So the first thing we have to remember here as we enter into the month of Nisan on sundown on April 8th is we are entering into the time and the season where God is releasing us from our bondage. So this is the number one revelation, okay, above all else. I know everybody's excited about all these other things happening. And creation will reveal what God is doing in the earth. So the total solar eclipse is irrelevant. The constellations in the sky are relative during this time. We should be looking up. The red heifer, that situation that's taking place, these are the things here this year, Hebrew year 5784, or the Gregorian calendar year of 2024, where God is speaking. But he spoke to Moses during this time to say, listen, I'm delivering you from your past. So here's prophetically what God is doing. He's delivering you also from the last 6 months, because the last 6 months have been what we call the fall rains. Okay, now we're getting ready to enter into the spring rains. And this is in accordance with Joel chapter 2. This one also makes the eclipse very viable, okay, during this time, is because we're entering into a very, very prophetic time for the kingdom of God. The Lord is preparing us as the children of the King to step into proper positioning for his return. Yes, Jesus is coming back. Okay, this is indeed the end times, and there are so many things that point to that. And there's been a lot of really good messages that have gone on over the last couple of weeks about April 8th, all right, or the power of redemption, the power of repentance. And this is indeed a season for repentance. Passover means that we have also been consecrated. So as we come here into the first day of this month, we are coming into a consecration period. Because when God spoke to Moses, he said, listen, I'm getting ready to take you to the promised land. Let this be the first day, because I want to restart the calendar, is what he's saying. I want to erase the bondage that you've been in, and I want to set you up for a transformation of your soul, a transformation of my people, so they'll be properly positioned in the promised land. I want to get Egypt out of them. And so I need to make a mark on the calendar where that was yesterday, and now we're stepping into something new. So for those of you watching, yesterday was yesterday. April 7th was yesterday. April 8th, now is sundown as we enter into the Hebrew, brand new Hebrew calendar. God's saying, it is finished, it is done from this past 6 month period of time, or the past year from Passover last year, okay? And so now we're entering into something new. So God wants you to have a new mindset. So we're gonna wipe clean that slate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God is properly positioning you. He wants to consecrate you as you enter in to full Passover on Monday, April 22nd through Tuesday, April 30th. Now, after God spoke to Moses and said, let this be brand new, it's because he didn't want people to focus on what was happening in the past. He just wanted them to look ahead to the future. God needed a date and time for that to take place. I believe the total solar eclipse is a very, very marked event where God is saying, listen, folks, I'm starting something new. I'm starting something new. And my total solar eclipse is evident to all of you, believer and non-believer. As you remember, in the book of Romans, it tells us that there will be, that creation will speak to even the non-believer about what is happening here in the end times, that God is calling all people unto him. So creation is indeed evidence of the fact that God lives, God exists. And then, of course, we know that God not only existed, but that he chose to come to the earth. He chose to send his son, holy and righteous, to die on the cross and shed his blood as our Passover lamb. And we know that Jesus is our Passover lamb. That's what it says specifically in the word of God. He is our Passover lamb. So as we enter into this, God is going to put you into a brand new month. And he's saying, listen, I want to consecrate you. And the first thing we're going to do in this month is we're going to celebrate Passover. And we call Passover is a celebration because It is a time where we remember that we were indeed delivered, and that God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to shed his blood, to put his blood on the door frames of our home. So the angel of death, the 10th plague, would pass over us and that we would live eternally. So as much as this really did happen to the Israelites, and when God spoke to Moses on that first day of Nisan, he prepared the people that they were coming into a new season and a new time. It was a marked time. God wanted a brand new date on the calendar. But he also gave Moses instructions that on the 10th day, he was to take an unblemished lamb, and he was to slaughter that lamb and put the blood of that lamb on the door frames of the houses where all people should enter in. And anyone who enters in those houses will be saved. And when the angel of death comes, the angel of death will pass over. And so we need to remember that God is setting us up for the brand new year, consecrated, holy, set apart, and righteous. Now I want to speak to you about that. See, this is a warning for you, okay? Because the enemy wants to shut you down. He wants to push you back, and he wants to remind you of all of your sins. So during this consecration time, you're going to remember how you have missed the mark in many areas, okay? So we're going to go through a time of repentance. We're going to go through a time of taking communion, taking the bread of Christ and taking his blood, you know, grape juice, whatever it is, and drinking that as evidence. So we come together individually and as a community and we take communion. And that was part of the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. He said, let us go and prepare the Passover, the Last Supper. So Jesus himself practiced the Passover, okay? And so since Jesus is our Messiah, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, you are to practice Passover and you're to know the right times and seasons to do that. And so this is a right time and season to practice Passover. It wasn't last month in the month of March that was on the Gregorian calendar. However, it's okay that we remembered it then, and it's okay that we had our Easter celebrations, in some places we called it Resurrection Sunday, but the real Resurrection Sunday is coming up here in April. So we have to set the calendar right. This is the seventh year, so it's what's called a leap year, all right? And it's a leap year on the Gregorian calendar because we had 29 days in February, but it's also a leap year on the Hebrew calendar because the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar. The Gregorian calendar is a solar calendar. I teach all of this in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, to help you get in line with the Hebrew calendar. But the bottom line is this. We need to properly position ourselves as the sons and daughters of the King to know and realize that this is the month that God wants us to go through consecration. This is the first month of the year. So we're going to set ourselves up. We're going to take some time to pray, to fast, to seek the Lord about what is the things in our life that we need to change. Now listen, all sin that we're involved in comes from a root system of our basic needs that were lost in the fall of man. Those basic needs are provision, protection, and acceptance. So we fall into sin when we try and seek those three things from ungodly sources, where we try to engage in manipulation and control and certain types of behaviors that we might gain those things. When technically Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his blood, was buried and resurrected, overcame sin, death, and the grave, and united us to him in righteousness. So we're all considered to be righteous. That means we've gained back provision, protection, and acceptance. So over the next couple of weeks, as you prepare your heart before Passover, which starts on Monday, April 22nd, what God is doing is he's revealing the holes in your life in this area, all right? So he's going to show you in your relationships, in your finances, in your workplace, in how you deal with things, in guilt and condemnation, weights that you've carried. He's going to show you the whys behind what you're doing. And some of it's going to be startling because it will be a new revelation. Why? It's a brand new year. So the revelation that he gave you last year, that's good, and you assimilate that, but he's going to give you more revelation. Now, here's the warning that I have for you. The warning I have for you is that sometimes when God reveals sin to us, we sit in it for a while, and it's very uncomfortable, but it can set us back, all right? What I mean by that is God brings conviction, the revelation of what he wants to change in us, and it requires us to accept that something needs to be changed, to ask for forgiveness, and to ask the Lord to set us on a right path. Now, when he's ready to set you on the right path, when you've gone through the process of repentance and you receive communion, or you remember that he is our Passover lamb, that he shed his blood, he was buried, and he shed his blood on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he was buried and he rose on first fruits. When we recognize this, and when he rose, he made all things new. All the old has passed away, okay? Then we have to start moving forward. That means that you have to leave your memory behind of the things that you were convicted for. Now, it's not that you don't remember that you've done wrong, because in remembering that we've done wrong, we can set strategies for doing something new. But it means you don't carry the guilt, the fear, the shame that goes with that. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he took our guilt, our fear, and our shame. That's where the enemy wants you to be. See, he wants you to start out this brand new year, coming into it, and being all bummed out about your sin. Now, make your sin clear. State it. Say, Jesus, I've missed the mark. Jesus, I haven't done what's right. Jesus, I've overstepped in this area. Jesus, I've manipulated here. I've controlled here. I've done these things that I shouldn't have done. Father, I ask for your forgiveness, and I thank you that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to redeem me, that I might be redeemed and all things might be redeemed and I might be set on a right path. So over the next couple of weeks, we go through that process. Now, the warning to you is that I've seen people go through this process and I've seen them be pushed back. And listen, God wants you to know he's only revealing to you that which you need to confess so that he can move you on to the great plan, purpose, and destiny that he has for you. Okay, so I'm encouraging you with this, all right? So you repent so that you can be saved, healed, and delivered. Maybe you're repenting for the very first time. Maybe you're realizing, hey, I've really missed the mark here. I've done these wrong things. And listen, the law always reveals to us where we've fallen short. That's why the law is good and it is righteous and it is holy. And the Apostle Paul recognized that. And so we need to say, listen, the law tells me that I'm lying, I'm cheating, I'm stealing. I've done these sinful things. Okay, so the law tells you that you're wrong. But you got to recognize you're wrong. You got to ask for forgiveness in that way so that God can set you up for restoration, for healing, for full redemption, so that you might go forward with your purpose and destiny, okay? So these 2 weeks, as we enter in, are a shaking time for you to get on the right path. Why? God needs you on the right path because he's distributing gifts to you. So there is an overflow of gifts that are coming from heaven, and God needs you to grab a hold of those gifts so that you can step into this new year operating in those gifts. See, God has called you, anointed you, appointed you, and set you apart. But the things that he's called you for and anointed you for, you still need to go through a process of consecration so you can step into that place. But you're not called to stay in the sin that he's reminding you of. You're called to put that on the cross, to bury it, to resurrect from it in forgiveness, and to start and plan a new life and go forward. And the enemy wants to stronghold us. You want to say, oh, you can't step out in your calling because you have these issues in your life. Listen, folks, everybody's got issues in their life. If we sat around and thought about all the issues that we had, even the issues that we've repented that still come back to us, we wouldn't do anything for the kingdom. And this is the year that God says the kingdom is to arise. It's time to set aside all of the hindrances, all of the blockades and the obstacles, all the excuses that the enemy gives us for not jumping into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. And so that is the word I want to bestow upon you today. Yes, we're coming into Passover. It is a new year marked this year by a total solar eclipse. Now let's talk to you about the total solar eclipse. So from Joel chapter 2, we know that Joel chapter 2 is relative to the fall feast, okay? But in whenever we have a total solar eclipse, which this one is very, very rare because it's going to go a lot longer than they normally do, all right? The sky's going to turn dark, all right? And I want to read to you about that because Jesus says about the end times and his people in particular. And although this is reference to the fall time frame, it is still evidence and viable in scripture for this period of time, because this is exactly what he's saying. He's saying, look up at the sky and see what's happening. And he says this, he says, listen, there's going to be an outpouring of my spirit. Now, how can an outpouring of a spirit come if there's not repentance? There's got to be repentance. So we're in a 2-week repentance time. So God often gives us the blessing and then he tells us what we need to do to receive the fullness of that blessing, okay? So he's saying, you're entering into a new month. I'm saying goodbye to last year. We're coming into the new year. Here's a total solar eclipse. The solar eclipse is evidence that I'm coming back, I'm returning, and this is a year that you need to open up your eyes and pay attention because I'm calling you. I'm calling you to stand up. I'm calling you to rise up. I'm calling you to be the children, the sons and daughters of the King. I'm going to outpour my spirit upon you, but I need you to be consecrated during this time. I need you to cross over into the promised land consecrated. I need you to go through a process of a death, a burial, and a resurrection in the new that I might deposit my spirit in you and you might operate new levels of being called, anointed, and appointed. Woo, I'm getting excited by this word. Come on. Okay, so in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says that it shall come to pass that afterward that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and the handmaidens of those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness. Now, this is relevant to a new moon. Total solar eclipses happen with a new moon. A new moon always happens on the first month of every Hebrew calendar month. So, I'm sorry, the first day of every Hebrew calendar month. So, our first day of this Hebrew calendar month, which is also the first of a year, is on April 8th at sundown, when this massive solar eclipse is going to come. And there's going to be an X across America. And you've heard the different prophets speak about Nineveh, all the places it's going to be lined up. And listen, that just means that this is time for the body to repent. Now, some have said it's repentance for judgment that's coming, okay? I believe that because it's the month of Passover, it's repentance, period, okay? And repentance because that's what's called for in the month of Passover. And so we know that Christ's shed blood covers all the judgment that we would receive, but there's still a requirement on the people of God to recognize where they've gone wrong, ask for forgiveness, and be properly set up again. And so the total solar eclipse is a statement in the sky that kingdom, I've taken care of everything for you. Now I need you to stand up, I need you to rise up, and I need you to move into proper position because we have work to do in this governmental year. That's what the Lord is saying. There's work to do. So in Joel chapter 2, verse 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness. That's a statement about a solar eclipse, okay, which only happens on a new moon. And the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Now, the moon into blood, that's a lunar eclipse, okay? That doesn't happen except for on full moons, which is the middle of the month. So if that were going to be exactly during Passover, that would be called a blood moon, okay? But this is before Passover. It's on the first day of the month. It's a total solar eclipse. But it is in alignment with the word. The sun shall be turned into darkness. That is happening. There's an outpouring of his spirit coming upon the earth. There's a great awakening. You are a part of that. God is calling you, anointing you. He's setting you apart. He's properly positioning you. Why? Because Jesus is going to return, and there's a lot of signs in the earth that are evidence of his return. And so this is a message, if nothing else, to stir you, that God has called you, anointed you, and appointed you. You have a plan, purpose, and a destiny. You're crossing over into the promised land, and God has given you a divine setup for the hope and future that not only he has for you personally, but that he has for nations. And so this year, he's calling all of us who know him, the righteous sons and daughters of the king, to arise and to be the righteous one. He's given us multiple opportunities to do that and to be a part of that. I know this weekend I'm going to be a part of that, standing on my state capitol here in Florida on April 13th. I hope you're going to join me at your state capitol. There's going to be thousands of people all over the United States of America that are standing on their state capitals. We're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord. We're going to repent. We're going to take communion, and we're going to agree with God to cleanse our nation and to heal us. Then we're going to come again, and we're going to meet on October 12th, 2024. That's the fall feast. That is the feast of Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. That word atonement means at one with God. That's the day that we remember the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that he was our high priest, and he took his very own blood and went up into the heavenly tabernacle and put it on the mercy seat. We're going to gather on the Washington Mall in the United States on October 12th. We're going to come with a heart of repentance, but we're going to celebrate because the victory is ours, because Jesus already gave us the victory. See, church, it's time for us to arise. It's time for us to stop being like the world, acting like the world, being a part of the world. Yes, repent of that during this Passover time and during the spring rains before we move into the month of Tishri in the fall time frame, right before we end up going to that Washington Mall. Properly position yourself. God has not only something special for you, but you are a part of the kingdom, and he has something special for the kingdom. You see, the king is coming back for a kingdom that is without wrinkle, without blemish. He's coming back for the children who have risen. He's coming back for the ones that are saying, I'm going to be the righteous son and daughter of the king. And his righteousness means that you know every day where you get your provision, protection, and acceptance from. It's not from the world. You do not have to be manipulated by the world. You do not have to agree with the world to gain provision, protection, and acceptance. But through his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension, you not only received all of those things back, you have his righteousness, which encompasses those three things, but you've also ascended with him. The church is ascended. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's where he calls us to be. Every spiritual blessing is ours. Somebody needs to hear this word. You need to share this with somebody today, because the Lord is speaking and he's saying, the time is now. The end times are now. The total solar eclipse is here. It is a time for repentance. The red heifers are being prepared. That actually means that the Jews are trying to build the third temple, which is necessary for the return of Messiah. And so this is a vital time on the calendar. We know it. We feel it. The heavens are shaking. The earth is shaking. The violent take it by force. We're it. But God is developing a kingdom that shall stand in the midst of this. And so I just want to encourage you, you're a son and you're a daughter of the King. Do not allow this week, even with the pressure that's going to come against you in repentance, that you stay in that place. Because all God is doing is he's inviting you to go through a process of a Passover lamb whose blood was shed that you might be saved, healed, and redeemed. So there's a lot of signs out there. There's a lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of really great prophets that have spoken about the different signs, times, things of this sort, dates. And as an Issachar prophet, I can tell you we're there. But I prophesy according to the Hebrew calendar directly. So I know according to the calendar what God is doing. I don't often need a whole lot of additional information in order to figure that out. But the information I have listened to from others is good. It's valid. And some of these people have been taking on some really great prophetic journeys in order to discover some really good and amazing revelation that God has spoken about. I want to give a shout out to my brother in Christ, Troy Brewer. He's really spoken a lot about the different signs, and he's right on. And he's been getting a lot of really good revelation from the Lord. There's others that are out there, and I just want you to know that that God is doing something amazing, and the sun the total solar eclipse, the sky is going to turn dark. And God is saying, wake up, America, wake up, nations, because I'm coming back and it's right there in my word. And so I wanted to give you a sign of the times. Now, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you need to get a copy of that, because I want you to start the month of Nisan with me. Every day you can read a prophetic revelation. So during your times of consecration, you'll be able to go in that book and you'll be able to get a prophetic word for each and every day that's relative. I'm going to give you every feast, every fast, every Israeli holiday, what's happening, multiple things happening on those days historically, as well as I also share the constellation in the sky for that month, the right scripture for that month. What does the month mean? When is the new moons and when is the full moons? I also share with you, what is the tribe of Israel that's relative to the constellation in the sky? What is the gemstone in Aaron's breastplate for that particular month? So it's a manual. It's a manual for pastors, leaders, for congregation members, for people just seeking to understand more about the Hebrew calendar, but want to relate it to the Gregorian calendar. This is not something where you got to know Hebrew. I teach you how to bring the two calendars together so that they make sense. Just like we said, April 8th, 2024 at sundown is the first month of Nisan in the year 5784. And what does that look like? How does that blend together? I also want to invite you to join my course on Zoom. I meet with you for an hour and a half a month. It's called Maximize Your Prophetic Potential. And it is also teaching on the ascension, how to live in the realms of the ascension. So the next class is Tuesday, April 16th. So it's going to be right before Passover. So there'll be a lot of new and interesting insights to share during that time. We would have passed through this total solar eclipse, and we'll get a chance to grab a hold of some awesome things. So I want to thank y'all for joining me today. Let me say a prayer for you as you enter into this new month, because it is brand new. It is a brand new year, and you've been released from the bondage of yesterday and you're being catapulted into the freedom of your future. So, Father, I praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for yesterday being gone and tomorrow being a hope and future. We thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who was 100% God and 100% man and made the choice to come to the earth and to die and shed his blood, to be in the belly of the fish for 3 days, to be the temple that was torn down for 3 days and then rebuilt again. I thank you, Father. The times and seasons are making it very, very clear that you are shaking us, the sons and daughters of the King, to arise and to wake up and to step in to the awakening that you're doing in the earth. I thank you for a release of spiritual gifts this month, Father. But I thank you that the release of your spirit presence in the earth, the glory coming forth, is for those, Father, to be glory carriers who are holy and consecrated, set apart. So, Lord, I ask, Father, that you would take each one of us on a journey and you would reveal those things that are not holy in our lives, not righteous, those ways that we're manipulating to gain provision, protection, and acceptance, and that you would give us a divine setup and that you would help us be able to see, that you would take the blinders off our eyes that we might see, that we might be made whole, that we might be saved, healed, and redeemed ourselves so that we can say, yes, amen, hallelujah, the Passover lamb has died to set me free. And then, Lord, I thank you that we have risen with you. So the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, he says, I've died with Christ and I no longer live, right? Actually, this is Galatians chapter 5. I've died with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me and the life I live now. I live in the flesh. And I'm sorry, that's Galatians 2:20. I'm just spinning off scriptures, Galatians 2:20. But Romans chapter 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8 talks all about how we've died with Christ. We've been buried with him and we've been resurrected in him. So you are a new resurrected creature in Christ. But walk through this process because God's cleansing you so he can bestow upon you a stronger anointing for the healing ministries, for the prophetic ministries, for the apostolic ministries, for the administrative ministries, all the different ministries that he's called you to. He wants you to walk in that greater anointing this year. He's called you to be a part of the kingdom and he set you apart and he has a plan to use you as part of a collective force. Be a part of this collective force. Participate in Passover. All right, be blessed and share this with a friend and I'll see you next week.